Welcome to Radioactive Magazine. This is Sharon Gibson, and my guest today is Aaron Gingrich Gaylord from Moms Demand Action. 2017, according to Gun Violence Archives, there were 15,589 deaths in the United States resulting from gun violence. That does not include 22,000 suicides made easier by guns. It does include nearly 4,000 deaths of children under the age of 17, which included 732 children under the age of 11. Think about that. Imagine the reaction if 4,000 children were killed by an earthquake or a terrorist attack. Yet we hear of these deaths every day with minimal reaction. But some people are reacting, and one of them is with us today, Aaron Gingrich Gaylord, local group leader of Moms Demand Action. Welcome, Aaron. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
First of all, why don't you start off by telling us how you and why you got involved with Moms Demand Action?
Thank you for having me. I am a mother to two young children, and the safety of my children and the safety of children everywhere is very important to me. And like you said, I've seen day in, day out stories of gun violence affecting families, affecting children, and it just got to be enough. And not only did my heart break for children who are victims themselves of gun violence, but for children who you have to explain gun violence to. And I just can't imagine my children are young. And thankfully don't understand yet. I haven't had to explain to them yet. But after Sandy Hook and after Las Vegas and after what happened just a few weeks ago in Kentucky, I can't imagine having to explain what has happened and why. And if I do have to do that, I want to be able to tell them that I'm doing something to make it better. Mm-hmm. And that's what prompts me to act. And I think anybody that you ask who participates in gun violence prevention has a story or a reason that brings them to the movement, whether they've had personal connection to gun violence or they're moved by one of these national incidents of gun violence. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very much moved by the survivors who act, even in their grief, even in the tragedy of losing somebody to gun violence. They act. And so I feel like I want to be part of that story as well to try to make the world a better place for these, you know, thousands of people that die, 96 Americans every day. Mm-hmm. I want to do something about that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And to a certain extent, we're all survivors in a way. We don't have the impact that those who have actually survived a loss have, but we're all
the ripple effect
to survive
is
with that. Mm-hmm. And I want to make it clear, because it confused me a little bit, you don't have to be a mother to be a member of Moms Demand Action. I was a little concerned because I'm not a mother and I'm not a grandmother. And then those were my two choices, Mom Demand Action or the Grandparents Against Gun Violence. Yeah. But
Moms Demand Action was started by a mom, but we are now moms, dads, neighbors.
Yeah, I noticed that when I went to the meeting. You had everybody there. Mm-hmm. And your chapter is Kansas City, Missouri, is that right?
We're the Missouri State chapter. Our local group here is in Kansas City. Missouri has local groups in St. Louis, Columbia, Cape Girardeau, Springfield, Joplin, and St. Charles. And we're getting groups going in Lee's Summit and St. Joseph and great. Jefferson City. Great. So there are chapters in every single state of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Over 4 million supporters and something like 70,000 active volunteers like me who help organize and spread the word in their own cities and towns.
Are there similar things going on the Kansas side? Mm-hmm. Are there chapters in like Lawrence?
They have Lawrence and Johnson County, Wichita.
And
I think they do. And it's the same in every state. And there's a state chapter.
Okay. What's the primary mission of Moms Demand Action and what are your priorities?
So Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America wants to be the counterweight to the NRA lobby and the gun manufacturer lobby. We want to be the strong voice asking our legislators and lawmakers for gun sense in our country and in our laws. We want to do for gun violence what Mothers Against Drunk Driving did for drunk driving in the 80s and 90s, build a movement of awareness about the issue and in order to change the culture and then ultimately the laws. We fight for good gun bills in our state houses and in the federal government, passing background checks, criminal background checks on every gun purchase, keeping guns out of the hands of domestic abusers, and passing red flag laws to keep guns out of the hands of those who may be a threat to themselves or others. Those are our gun sense bills. We also fight against bad gun bills that are backed by the gun lobby. Those are things like permitless carry bills that remove permitting requirements for who can carry a gun, guns in sensitive places like college campuses, schools, bars, parks, and legislation to expand stand your ground laws, which are America's shoot first, ask questions later bills. So we believe in the power of the people to talk about these laws, to mobilize, to use their voices and their vote to urge our legislators to act with common sense when it comes to gun laws.
Okay, I have a couple questions as a result of that. Now, the meeting I went to, they indicated that there were, at that point, 18 firearm bills so far. I think that was in Missouri.
This is Missouri legislature.
Yeah. Were any of those pro-gun regulation? Were they all?
No, there were some good gun bills in there trying to strengthen the domestic abuser whether or not they can keep their guns or purchase more guns. But we are very concerned about some of the bills that are being moved in the Missouri legislature this session, particularly about the ones making it so guns can be in these sensitive places, places that we would typically think of public spaces like college campuses and hospitals, churches, that really are are making it so there's no criminal consequence for carrying your concealed weapon on those grounds. Whereas now there is, you cannot carry your gun, conceal carry your weapon on a public university. They can say you may not carry your weapon here. But
that's in Missouri.
So, right, in Missouri, currently you cannot. In Kansas, they passed where you can. So they're trying to do that in Missouri as well, as well as expanding that into other realms like hospitals, daycares, bars, which is just a terrible, dangerous idea.
Since we're talking about legislation on the federal level, there are a couple things I wanted to ask you about, if I could pronounce it, the concealed carry reciprocity.
Absolutely, yes. CCR, we say for
short.
Okay,
thank you.
but yeah, concealed carry reciprocity is would be a dangerous bill if it passed on the federal level. We're very concerned about the fact that there's not a strong federal gun policy, gun common sense gun regulation, and that's where we're pushing for things like criminal background checks on every gun purchase and things like that on the federal level. But what concealed carry reciprocity would do is it would negate really any state's efforts that have tried to strengthen their gun laws in terms of who can carry concealed permits, concealed weapons, and it would make it so anybody could carry a concealed weapon no matter what the state has set up.
Across
state lines. So a state like Missouri, which has permitless carry, which means you don't need training whatsoever to carry a concealed weapon, a person would be able to go into a state that has tried very hard to strengthen their gun laws to keep, say, guns away from felons or domestic abusers or has some sort of training requirement, and they would be able to carry that into
And
that
didn't
state.
Missouri just recently lower the age?
That I believe Kansas is trying to lower the age to 18, which to conceal carry a weapon, which along with their guns on campus bill from last year passing, it's just a dangerous combination.
You're listening to Radioactive Magazine, and my guest is Erin Gingrich Gaylord of Moms Demand Action. And you alluded to something else that I want to follow up on. I know that an interview I saw from Shannon Watts, who is your, I guess, national leader, she mentioned that you were emphasizing the instant criminal background check system. What does that involve?
Well, it's really, people like to think that background checks are complicated or we're made to think that they're slow or it would hold up a law-abiding citizen's right to purchase that gun. But it's absolutely quick and easy and would do a lot to cut down on the number of guns getting into the hands of people that shouldn't have them.
So that's something that is possible to have access to now? It's not something that would require an elaborate
What I believe is that it just means then that the way that some firearm sales happen would have to change. You couldn't do them over the internet. You wouldn't be able to have gun sales at gun shows as easy or flippantly as they do now. You would have to have this requirement to do this background check. And if you don't have that background check, then you can't sell that weapon there.
Now we've talked about a lot of the things that are going on. What kind of activities is your organization using to meet some of these issues?
Yeah, so we do a lot of work to encourage people to use their voice to contact their legislator about common sense gun regulation or in opposition to some of these bills. So we connect people directly to their lawmakers. We talk to them about how they can share their story and share their concerns with their representatives. We have an advocacy day at the state capitol here in Missouri, and in Kansas they do as well, where we get Moms Demand Action volunteers from all over the state to show up on the same day and show that we're paying attention to what they're doing in terms of gun legislation and gun sense, and demand that they listen to us. You know, it's a really powerful reason that people are getting involved in politics and using their vote. We saw in the Virginia gubernatorial election last year that gun policy and gun sense was one of the top three reasons why people showed up at the polls. They were concerned about the direction of our gun laws. And so we want people to know that it's okay for them to be concerned about this. It's okay for them to choose candidates that and to vote out candidates that are not on board with gun sense.
Do you anticipate, since this is a big election year, do you anticipate that Moms Demand Action will be involved politically, supporting different candidates and stuff actively?
Absolutely. And not only supporting candidates, but across the country running for office getting Moms Demand Action volunteers and leaders to step up and serve.
What is the level of support in the United States for gun regulation?
Yeah, this is not a controversial issue. Common sense, we call it common sense. They want us to think that it is a controversial issue, that there's a debate. It's one side or the other. It's black and white. It really isn't. And 90% of Americans agree that there should be criminal background checks on every gun purchase. And in fact, something like 75% of NRA members and gun owners agree that as well. And that's, Moms Demand Action is a group made up of gun owners and non-gun owners alike. We support the Second Amendment, but we believe that you can have gun safety and gun rights, and that that goes hand in hand with gun responsibility and common sense gun legislation. So I think that what the NRA leadership has done a great job of in the past 40 years is building this dichotomy of it's all guns or no
either
guns,
or,
of either or. And that scared people from speaking out against it because they feel like they don't want to get into this contentious debate. But what we really talk about in our meetings, and what I find when I do talk about this issue with someone that I'm not quite sure, we haven't talked about it or broached the subject before, inevitably we're on the same page. Oh yeah, that makes sense. Oh yeah, you should have to have training to carry a concealed weapon. Oh yes, guns do not belong in dorms on college campuses. Oh, it makes so much sense. So I think talking about it in a way that's you know, that really is about the reality of and the reality of our laws, that our laws are not doing what they should be doing. We need to change those. It's really something that most people agree on.
Given that agreement and the support, and given the fact that I think you've told me that you have 4 million members nationwide, and somebody else at least said that NRA has actually 3 million. So given that kind of support, why is it so hard to get change?
Well, the NRA's extreme agenda and the gun manufacturers' money and their lobby has really done a great job of holding our lawmakers to what they like. And they've not opened that up to the constituents to really speak out and share what we want. And Moms Demand Action has been around for just 5 years. This is our fifth year in existence. And we have actually accomplished a lot in the 5 years to battle back the NRA in a lot of different states, you know, passing these stronger, you know, background check laws, closing some of those loopholes, strengthening the laws against domestic abusers from holding guns. Those have been successes in other states, but we're still doing that fight. But we've really just begun. So I think we're moving in the right direction. It's going to take time, and it's going to be a constant fight. But we're building that counterweight to the NRA. We're building people's voices and giving them confidence that this is an issue that we can win on.
I think that you did tell me that since 2013, that 25 states have implemented domestic violence legislation, and it's on the ballot in 10 states. And that includes Missouri, is that what you just said earlier?
It is. I think it is on the ballot, or they have a bill in
it. Legislation being proposed, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've also stopped guns on college campuses in 29 out of 34 states. I mean, for as many as you hear about, you know, in Kansas passing, in Wisconsin and Georgia, we have stopped those bills in other states. We've also stopped permitless carry in 25 out of 33 states. So the successes are there. I think in a state like Missouri, we're having to battle them constantly. And we might lose some of these, but we're building the movement at the same time, and we're not going anywhere. We're here to stay.
And there's one other thing that I've heard you mention, and I think in the interview I read of Shannon Watts, she mentioned it, and it's pertinent because we just talked to a lady out in the waiting area that said this very thing. And that one of the things that you guys point out is that one thing that anybody can do if they don't want to lobby, they don't want to go to meetings, is ask, A-S-K. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, it's be smart. It's the same thing. Yeah, I mean, sort of the ways that we're changing the culture, that legislative battle is a hard slog. But what we do in addition to that is to try to empower adults to be cognizant about guns in their community and in their neighborhoods and in their houses. And it's about safe gun storage and keeping access to guns away from children or children away from guns. And so we have a program called Be Smart, where we talk to parent groups and church groups and really anybody that wants to listen to it about safe storage of guns, asking how guns are stored in wherever your kid goes to a play date, recognizing the signs of teen suicide, and really just talking about the issue so that it's not this controversial thing anymore, that you're talking about guns and keeping them away from children in a way that really keeps our kids safe. Because 2 million children live in homes with unsecured guns. It's a huge problem. You hear about these unintentional, preventable shootings nearly every day. And I think 100 children were killed last year in in preventable ways, just if the gun would have been stored properly. So this is sort of the counterpart to our legislative work, raising awareness for that. We also raise awareness around corporations and businesses. So we Moms Demand Action led an effort to get Starbucks to say that guns were not allowed in their stores. We've done that with grocery stores like Trader Joe's and Jack in the Box. These are stores that we've, taken our gun sense to directly when the lawmakers and the legislators fail to do that on the legal level.
And letting businessmen know that you won't bring your business
absolutely
if they're going to have people.
And that's where Moms
carry.
Demand Action really uses social media and to make these campaigns successful. They've done a really great job of getting the message out there and allowing people to be active, even if they can't go to meetings, even if they can't go to their Capitol. They can share something on Facebook. They can tweet. They can spread the message that way. And it's effective. It's effective.
You're listening to Radioactive Magazine, and my guest is Erin Gingrich Gaylord of Moms Demand Action. And you've alluded to it, to something about the schools can be involved or PTAs can be involved, and I appreciate that because it concerns me that the schools don't seem to always be willing to be involved in this issue because they perceive it to be such a controversial issue. And we were talking earlier about how some of their involvement is scary. They are training kids to how to deal with lockdowns. And then we saw this thing on television a while back about bulletproof backpacks that people seem to think were a wonderful idea, except that didn't particularly appeal to me. So, but the programs that you're talking about, like the SMART program, and you mentioned one, the Sandy Hook program for about bullying and identifying potential gun violence, those are things that PTAs can request from
schools
you guys,
can request. It's really, adults taking the responsibility and not, with the bulletproof proof backpacks, literally putting the weight of gun violence on our children's backs instead of acting to strengthen our gun laws so that, whenever there's a school shooting, we ask, how did that child get that gun? Where did it come from? So we need it because there need to be laws where people who should not have guns cannot get them, and those can be strengthened, and adults can take that responsibility off of our and not put it on our children.
Now, as our time winds down here, I'm going to be kind of selfish. I've got two issues that I want to mention and see what your reaction or response is, and then I want you to have some time to talk about your activities. But coming from a healthcare background, in my mind, we should see some of this as a public health issue. Last year, in the same gun violence statistics I was looking at, there were 32,000 non-lethal injuries, and I'm not sure that includes accidental, from guns. And I'm imagining the healthcare cost and the rehabilitation cost of those things. And we keep talking about healthcare costs, and we don't really do much about it, but that we're all paying those costs, both in anxiety and in money. And I'm just wondering if there's been any effort to define or emphasize that that you know about or why
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I feel like I just read something like the cost of gun violence in New York was like $1 billion
or
something. And I think what you talked about, that residual impact of people who were injured and are recovering or their physical therapy and then the mental health and the anguish. I mean, it is a public health crisis and it's an economic crisis, and that's why I think it should be addressed on that level with lawmaker support. Think of getting the money into the CDC so they can do meaningful research on gun violence, and it should be something, a multifaceted approach, but that's going to take our pressure on our legislators to do
that.
And
the one other issue that has been on my mind, and you guys were inspired somewhat, as you said, by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And I just wonder if you've ever thought of using public service announcements like MAD did, I think effectively, or like the War on Drugs used it less effectively, actually, your brain on guns or something. So I haven't ever seen that approach being used about the gun culture.
Well, I'm not sure on television if it's been on yet, but I know, and I'll just emphasize the way that Moms Demand Action has used social media and has created these infographics that are being shared on Facebook and Twitter that really emphasize these points, that America has gun violence 25 times higher than any other country, or that really pushes these statistics of 96 Americans die every day. Mm-hmm. And they do have campaigns with a lot of, you know, familiar faces, celebrities that speak out against the issue. They have the Wear Orange campaign, which is the National Gun Violence Awareness Day, which we'll actually be honoring here in Kansas City on June 2nd.
Okay.
So I think they're doing it. I think it might be more online.
Okay.
But I mean,
so I'm showing my age.
Perhaps, but, you know, I think it's a great way that it needs to be talked about in the sort of pop culture and where people can see it and on the daily.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take this last minute or two to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about, to let people know how to best get involved, what social media the organization uses that they can access, and what kind of activities you have coming up.
So I would say to come to a meeting, go to a Moms Demand Action meeting. You can find out where those are happening on the Facebook pages. You can go to Moms Demand Action -MO on Facebook or Moms Demand Action -KS if you're in the Kansas side. You can also go to momsdemandaction.org and find out what's happening. You can text ACT to 64433, and then you'll respond with your zip code, and they'll hook you up to your local group, no matter where you are.
Great.
Yeah. And what I think is really great about Kansas City, although we do have an apparent, you know, gun violence problem, we also have a strong gun violence prevention community. There are so many groups working to combat gun violence, from KC Mothers in Charge to Grandparents Against Gun Violence, the Heartland Coalition, Ad Hoc Against Crime, Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense. There's no reason not to get involved with the group and to do as much as you can, whether it's just joining on Facebook, sharing it, or coming to a meeting. We'd love to get people more vocal, using their vote, using their voice to help stop gun violence here in our city and across the country.
Okay. Listen, Erin, thank you so much for coming.
Thank
you. And thank you for what you're doing. It's one of the most important activities, I think, that can be going on in this country. So
thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Very much.